بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولأم ثابت كبشة بنت ثابت أخت حسان بن ثابت رضي الله تعالى عنه وأنها قالت دخل علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فشرب من في قربة معلقة قائمة فقمت إلى فيها فقطعته رواه الترمذي وقال الحديث مسلم صحيح Umm Thabit, Kabsha bint Thabit, the sister of Hassan bin Thabit, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, narrates the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, came to my house, and while he was still standing, he drank directly from the mouth of the water skin, which was hanging. I then went and cut off the mouth of the water skin. Umm Thabit, Kabsha bint Thabit, the sister of Hassan bin Thabit, the poet of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to my house, and while he was still standing, he drank directly from the mouth of the water skin which was hanging. I then went and cut off the mouth of the water skin. She cut the mouth of the water skin in order to preserve the place which touched the mouth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to acquire blessings, barakah, from it, and to prevent its normal use. This hadith shows the permissibility of drinking directly from the mouth of the utensil, while the first two hadiths show the preferred and superior manner of drinking. Allah knows best. So here Rasulullah has some prohibitions, as we know, the rahmah. If there's an animal goes in your mouth, a scorpion or something, a fly goes in your mouth, and you go like this, and the water chokes you. So all these reasons, other people might not like you drink direct from the water skin, they might not then use water. So all these reasons, rahmatullil alameen, prevented. But here, Rasulullah did it. It is permissible. Like we take a bottle and go like this. We take sometimes a big bottle too, and we go like this, which other people drink from too. So why? It is permissible. Rasulullah gave permission, he did it himself too. And this sahabiya was very intelligent. Muhabbat teaches you the rules and regulations of love. Muhabbat tujhe adab, muhabbat sikhlatihi, as the saying goes. So the sahabiya was very intelligent. Ya Allah, Rasulullah drank from here, she cut it straight and kept that barakah. Like Hazrat Ibn Abbas, I won't let somebody drink after you directly, I'll drink after you. So the sahabas, muhabbat taught them all this. Rasulullah didn't say to do this. Sahabas know what to do. And it's totally permissible. If anything, if there was nothing permissibility in there, Rasulullah would stop straight away. Don't do this. Oh, this is wrong. Why did you do this? He didn't. So then she kept that this is the way Rasulullah's mouth touch. Allah, give us the blessing. Go hose a kawthar from Rasulullah's hands tomorrow, the Day of Judgment.